Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Helm. We'll start with news with boss Pep Guardiola. He said, "You have to win this kind of game," after his side were held to a frustrating draw by struggling West Brom. Baggies goalkeeper Sam Johnson made two point-blank stoppage time saves to deny City victory and leave Guardiola's side sixth in the Premier League table, 5 points off the top. Guardiola said, "It'll be a long season, but if you want to be up there, we have to win here, and we could not do it. We created chances, we controlled it, but we have to win. This game works on results." City seemed on course for a customary home win against West Brom when Ilkay Gundogan applied a first-time finish to Raheem Sterling's cutback, but midfielder's first goal in 22 games was cancelled out before half-time when a volley on the turn from Semi Ejahi appeared to be going wide, deflected off Ruben Dias and wrong-footed Edison. It was the first goal City had conceded in 608 minutes in all comps and was followed by a valiant back-to-the-wall effort from Slaven Bilic's visitors, who defended heroically. It seems that might not be a point though. Enough though, Slaven Bilic is reportedly close to the sack, while Pep Guardiola looks for more answers. Midfielder Ilkay Gundogan came out in defence of his fatigued team mates though, insisting that the team are human beings and not machines. He told BBC Sport, "We're human beings, not machines, and we struggle as well," he said. He went on to criticise the schedule. So we could have played better, but it feels like we were in details today. We deserve better. We had the chances. Disappointing to get 1 point. Of course, the team looked a little bit off the pace in front of goal. Gundogan said, "It's nearly impossible to have just one team that's on top dominating anything with the schedule coming up. All teams in Europe are struggling to win games in a row, but we have responsibilities. We should win these kind of games, especially at home." And Guardiola was seen furiously ranting at the fourth official during that game. Guardiola got in the way of Anthony Taylor holding up the board to indicate how much stoppage time would be added at the Etihad. They dominated proceedings. Afterwards, the coach confirmed that he felt his side was shortchanged by the amount of extra minutes, hence the reaction. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.